And now we will hear from Bessie Young.
Hello. Before I start my speech, I just want to tell everyone something in reference to Ty's speech that's going to make this whole thing a lot more awkward. Andrea Flores is one of my very best friends. Okay, so, for those of you that were in attendance at Senior Ball, I owe you an apology. To anyone who saw me dancing, heard about my dancing, or had me dance up on you, Ty Wilson, I am sorry. In my defense, I am over 21. My thesis was turned in. I had just gotten the email that I would be giving this speech, and the party was right outside my dorm. If for the past year, Monkey Bar had been in King Basement instead of all the way in town, I am certain that one, my dance moves would be a YouTube sensation by now, and two, I would have absolutely no friends left. Somewhere in the haze of that night, a hand reached out to me in the darkness. Congratulations on senior assembly. Thanks, I shouted without missing a dancing beat. I'm so excited because I can just be funny. Her two hands grasped me by the shoulders. I hope you're not serious. Exactly, I don't need to be serious. No, her eyes locked firmly on mine. She looked like she was about to cry. Say something worthwhile. People want to hear something meaningful. At the time, I just kept right on dancing. Isn't that right, Ty? But in the days after, I obsessed over her words. What meaning can I ascribe to our time at Amherst? While we're still in the midst of living these 4 years, how can we possibly know to what extent we've been affected? The best I can do is think back to who I was when I first stepped onto this campus. I was naive, achievement-obsessed, and like totally head over heels for my high school boyfriend. The boyfriend was first to go, and believe it or not, having a broken heart was the very best way to start a career at Amherst. It gave me a chance to see the kindness, sincerity, and love we are surrounded with here. It was my freshman year roommate who, after only a short while of knowing me, comforted me and cradled me to sleep one night. Granted, for the next week, we avoided eye contact like a post-hookup Sunday morning in Val, but it was sweet nonetheless. There was my drawing professor, who when she saw me upset, started crying herself, and told me in her most empathetically feisty voice, "Men make me so mad." There was my new best friend, who would come into my room, turn on the lights, turn off the Death Cab for Cutie album I had on repeat, and force me to get out of bed. These are the people who have changed me, and changed my life with their kindness. That same friend inspired me to learn a new language, and now I know Turkish. A different professor challenged me in a psychology of aging course, and now I love old people. It's not a joke. A girl I gave tours with had the courage to invite me to a Bible study, and now I believe in God. Don't overlook the effect others have had on you during your time here, and certainly don't underestimate the effect you've had on them. Sure, there were failed interpersonal relations along the way. I told you all at Speak Off about throwing up on a first-year orientation trip and allowing my semi-lookalike Claire to take the fall. Since then, there have been other embarrassments as well. It turns out 13 years of Girl Scouts never prepared me for waking up on Memorial Field at 5 a.m. by myself when the sprinklers turned on. The friend I had gone stargazing with had gone to the bathroom in the middle of the night and accidentally fell asleep in the Waldorf common room. There was that week I had pink eye and made an eye patch for myself out of a sock. And there was that time while performing in Mr. Gad's that I laughed so hard I peed my pants. I ran off stage, I told no one, and I will never speak of this again. But embarrassments fade, awkwardness subsides. Years from now, we will be able to look back and only remember the joy the 4 years brought us. Or at least all of you will be able to do that. This speech will probably be archived forever and played for my grandchildren or at my wedding.
Grandmama, is stargazing a euphemism for kissing?
Why, yes, Bessie Jr., it is. But making this point is worth all the embarrassment it brings. It was not the classes or the curriculum, as wonderful as they may be, that have so profoundly changed me at Amherst. It is the people I have encountered. From heartbreaking to embarrassing to joyful, the interactions with the students, faculty, and staff on this campus have left me indelibly changed. Take this moment in. Think about where you are right now, who you are sitting next to, who you have become over the last 4 years. In this moment, each one of us is exactly where we're supposed to be. 22 years have led up to today. Every moment in your life has added up to bring you here. We've all made different choices, taken different paths, but here we are all together. Chances are you will never again be surrounded by the caliber of people and the import of relationships that you are surrounded by today. It's not Amherst the institution, it's the people here that we will miss in years to come. We can visit Amherst, but we will never again have what we have right now. Fortunately, the same thing that makes it so sad that we're leaving gives us hope. Because although Amherst is a place on a map that we can't take with us, we will forever carry the relationships we have made here and live out the effects they have had on our lives. Treasure these last 2 weeks we have together, have some fun, appreciate the role each person at Amherst has played in your life. And in these final moments, don't be afraid to tell others how they have changed you. And don't be afraid to tell the people you love how much you care. So I thank you all so much for giving me this platform to proclaim once and for all, I love you, Ty Wilson. And I love you too, class of 2011. Thank you.